717 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke with
Craig
Adams at the WEOL Morning Show. It's Wahoo Week.
Well, you're all pumped up. I can't even say my own name.
I am ready to go. I'm just getting going. Let's get things started here. Head out to Goodyear, Arizona. Our Tim Alcorn's been out there for a while, though I know he did a basketball game on Saturday. So, Tim, you got to switch your sports now and think baseball.
It has been a whirlwind weekend, Craig and Bruce, but a pleasure to be back here in Goodyear, Arizona, for the sixth edition of Wahoo Week from Goodyear, my eighth overall, with the final two down in Winter Haven. But, guys, great to be here again as we settle in the media center here at the Indians facility in Goodyear, Arizona. And, of course, all week long, Wahoo Week on AM 930, brought to you by University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center. And what better way to start things off? The very first guest of the week. There will be numerous guests that are dropping by AM 930 WEOL. But number one in my heart, yes, Rosie, Jim Rosenhaus, settles in to have a conversation on AM 930 WEOL. Rosie, it's been an interesting weekend, but I made it, and I'm ready to go, and it's going to be another fun week for Wahoo Week.
I can't believe you still had me on first after your fiasco of a travel day yesterday. The stagecoach didn't quite make it, huh?
Yeah, we hit a few bumps in the road, to say the least. But about 11:30 Phoenix time, I arrived last night, and it's great to be here, and certainly, boy, you talk about an air of excitement and anticipation with this baseball team for the 2014 season. Coming off the year they had last year, a playoff appearance, Tito gets manager of the year. I mean, I would imagine this is going to be a fun place to be for the next month or so as 2014 gets ready to open up.
And it's amazing because there's been a period of time that's gone by since the playoff game, but it just feels like it was yesterday. From the standpoint of players being excited, just wanting to get right back into it, and it doesn't seem like there's been an offseason. They're just ready to go and excited to take that next step if they can.
What a difference a year makes, because when I was out here last year, of course, you had the signing of Nick Swisher and Michael Bourne, and, of course, Tito coming on board, and there was the anticipation of, we can do this, whereas this year it's, we have done this, and now we get a chance to do it again. That's a different mentality.
I think so, and the other thing, too, I think in there, the manager's office, the clubhouse of players who hadn't been here before, their perspective was a lot different than ours. Certainly covering the team through some tough seasons, three of the four had been 90-loss seasons, the perspective was different from our end. But Terry Francona wasn't a part of that, Nick Swisher wasn't a part of that, Michael Bourne wasn't a part of that. They were coming in expecting to win, and it happened because they, you know, it was a quality team. They looked around and saw some great pieces there, and they were a big part of that. So why wouldn't they play good baseball from their perspective? So that just picks off and I think grows this season.
Again, we're talking with Jim Rosenhaus. You'll hear him all summer long on AM 930 WEOL, part of the Indians radio broadcast team with Tom Hamilton. Where's Hammy?
You would know that better than I would. Are you guys carrying the
playoff
game?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Hammy's not here this week because the Shoreman from Avon Lake in action on Wednesday night. I believe I don't have my basketball schedule right here in front of me, but Wednesday night, Avon Lake taking on Elyria right here on AM 930 WEOL. So, you know, you're the radio guy out here this week.
Well, he deservedly so. Bradley's career in basketball is coming to a close at some point. They're hoping it's a little while longer than just Wednesday, but he's fun to watch. We went to a couple of games this winter, and if you're playing against him, you come away with some bruises after the game.
He's a fierce competitor,
oh, yeah.
Yes. We've seen Brad Hamilton a couple of times this year on WEOL. All right, back to the Tribe as spring training starts to unfold here. In fact, the first game Wednesday. What are some things that you're looking to see? What are some questions perhaps you think need to be answered?
Well, clearly third base, and that may take a while. And there's, as Terry Francona said yesterday, there's no rush. It'll play itself out, and by the end of the spring, they'll know exactly whether Carlos Santana can play third base and how much, or whether Lonnie Chisenhall really takes command of that position, and it means Santana has to move around quite a bit to find some playing time. So that'll work itself out, but I think it'll be fascinating to watch it and see if indeed Santana can make that transition. And then the fifth starter spot, Carlos Carrasco, I think at the outset of the spring, may have the advantage just stuff-wise and what they feel he can be. But Josh Tomlin won't. He's not going to go quietly, I'll guarantee you that, and then he'll give some good efforts too. And then you have names like Trevor Bauer from the young side, and then veteran side, Aaron Harang was signed just as camp began. He's in here, and so is Sean Markham, signed in the offseason, a little bit behind due to injury. But you have some numbers there, and as we saw last year, Scott Kazmir took hold of that slot and was good to go by the start of the season. So that's another one that may take a little bit to sort through, but it'll work out by the end.
Craig Bruce back in the studios. Your opportunity to fire a question or two at Rosie as Jim Rosenhaus joins us out here in Goodyear.
Jim, last year, new manager, there were some big signings. That was kind of the storyline or at least the catalyst to get things going. Anything you see that might be on the horizon for this spring, or is it kind of just sort of the residual of having made it into the playoffs last year that they're kind of using as a focus for the spring training?
There's no stories, Bruce, so Tim's done by the end of today. Now, well, you know what, I think obviously third base and the move of Santana, I think, is probably the major story. But what's been nice is that so far, so many players are back from a year ago. There's that good familiarity. Even Nick Swisher, who, you know, he's so upbeat, so confident, he said, I feel so much better about this season because I know my way around. I know all the people who work here. And he's talking about staff people and everything like that, in addition to his teammates and coaches and things like that. So he's really, I think, looking forward to just getting in here and having a good season from start to finish. And I think that's the case for a lot of the newcomers from a year ago. That continuity of another season, knowing what they did last year and building off of that, you'll see that confidence level grow.
Jim, is Nick's shoulder okay?
Yes, absolutely. It did some things. It actually got better as the season went along last year. He was able to manage it better, and then through the off season, did some things to make sure that it's stronger. And I don't think you'll see him as much in the outfield this year. I think you'll see him more exclusively at first base, maybe a time or two in right, but I don't think it's going to be very much. Two reasons. I think they'd rather keep him at first base to protect it. And then also they have some options in the outfield with the acquisition of David Murphy and some others who are trying to make the club.
Rosie, this never gets old. There's something exciting every year about spring training. Number one, it means that winter's about to end in Northeast Ohio. But just the excitement of baseball returning and coming back, I would imagine no matter how many years you do this, it kind of recharges the batteries a little bit.
Absolutely. And even in those seasons before last year when at the end of the year they struggled, And you look back on it and say, oh, that was a tough year. But at those springs, you're excited, you're ready to go. And there's not a team in baseball today that doesn't think they can do some damage once the season starts. And there are some teams that are going to have horrible years. But even those teams, they're thinking right now that they can get some things done, because if you can't be optimistic at this time of year, you got problems.
But that gets back to what I said earlier about the mentality of having done it and saying we can do it compared to I think we can do it. We have the potential to do it.
You win 92 games, and there were a lot of good things happening. But think about it, especially offensively for a team that ended up fourth in the American League in runs scored. Who had a career year last year? Yan Gomes, because he established himself. That's about it. That really is about it. And then Michael Brantley had a nice season, and obviously one of his better seasons. Jason Kipnis had a solid year, but nobody had that year where you looked at it and said, how's he going to equal that? I think a lot of players on this roster, especially some veterans, a Swisher, a Bourne, a Cabrera, a lot of room to grow there to get back to just their average year, and how much would that help? And I think that's what's exciting.
Absolutely. All right, before we let you go, now I did have a few travel snafus yesterday.
Oh, boy.
So I understand at the Black Bear Diner last night, you were a two-steak, three potato, six helpings of vegetables, and how many desserts, Rosie? You know, what happened at that dinner last night?
Desserts were, by the time dessert menu came, that was not an option. But the big gravy was, there was a lot of gravy going on. It's never a good sign when they say, would you like brown gravy or white gravy? Can you bring me a side of gravy, please?
Do I get a rain check on the dinner that
absolutely
I missed?
Absolutely, we're going to go at some point this week. We'll take you, and then there's another station that wasn't there either, so we'll make it up to you.
Well, again, in all seriousness, this is a great week, year in and year out. Obviously, Bruce and Craig ran through our sponsors earlier, and they love to get on board back at WEOL and in Lorain County, so everything that you and Bobby D and Curtis Danberg do to make this possible, we appreciate it very, very much. It's going to be a fun week.
I see if we go to the Black Bear Diner too much, you might be able to use the services of one of your sponsors here.
The Bogner Family Funeral.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Be careful.
All right, Rosie. Well, on that uplifting note, we'll close things out for interview number one. What a way to start the week. There you go.
Sorry.
Tim Elkhorn, Jim Rosenhaus here in Goodyear as we bring you Wahoo Week presented by University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center on AM 930 WEOL.
Boy, is this team some kind of hot right now. The 0-2. Swung on! Hit high! Hit deep! Away!